It's Thursday, the 20th of March, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Meteorological Services and the Office of the Prime Minister have issued a weather warning for 15 to 21 March, predicting thunderstorms and localized flooding in several regions, including Komas. Authorities are on standby to assist vulnerable communities and minimize risks. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenia has some advice for Windhoek residents.
We need to take precautionary measures. Residents in low-lying areas near riverbeds should take an extra precaution. Avoid crossing streets that are crossing over seasonal riverbeds during the heavy rain, particularly in high-risk areas such as Komas Dalka, Tutula Hockland Park, Klein Windhoek and Olympia. You can stockpile the sandbags where, if it's raining, you can put those sandbags alongside your property or structure to reroute the water. Keep the shovels and materials for emergencies, also ensuring that your drainage system is flowing properly and there are no blockages.
Meanwhile, the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has warned motorists to exercise extreme caution as heavy rains continue to fall across the country. MVA Fund Chief Corporate Affairs Manager John Haufiku.
We've just received reports of rainfall at the coastal towns of Walvis Bay and Swakopmund, which is often quite rare but presents a unique difficulty on the roads. Because these towns don't rain so often, usually these first rains make the tarmac extremely slippery. So we are asking and beseeching drivers to please keep a good following distance and make sure that their tires have good tread so that we all celebrate this Independence Day as well as their ascension of the new government with a big smile as opposed to heartache and pain.
South Africa's Department of Health has urged the public to be extra vigilant of mpox symptoms as three more laboratory-confirmed cases of the disease have been detected in Ekurhuleni, Gauteng. The newly detected positive cases are two male and one female, including a 14-year-old, the department's spokesperson Foster Mohale.
None of the patients have recent travel history to countries or regions currently experiencing mpox outbreak. This suggests that is an ongoing local transmission of the virus around the country. This increases the total number of positive cases from 28 to 31 since the outbreak in May 2024.
The military-led governments of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger have announced their withdrawal from the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, which unites French-speaking countries. According to Bloomberg News, the juntas, who have distanced themselves from former colonial power France, said that the organisation no longer aligns with their national interests. And finally, Finland has been ranked the happiest country in the World Happiness Report for the 8th year in a row. The report, which ranks 147 countries based on citizens' quality of life assessments from 2022 through to 2024, places Denmark second, followed by Iceland, Sweden and the Netherlands. Namibia is ranked 106th with a score of 4.83 out of 10. The report says happiness is influenced by the belief in others' kindness and a culture of caring and sharing. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.